Hey, Connie Lee here. It's time for some live country music. Come join us for Connie Lee and Friends recorded live.
Well, take your back to your roots, give a holler, stomp your boots, clap your hands and sing, keeping it country. Oh yeah. Welcome to Connie Lee Country. Well, this song I always like to dedicate to my husband. I came all the way back from Nashville and met this guy with the curly hair. Well, I hit town without a clue, minding my business like I always do. Just my luck around smack into you. Well, I never could have thought it would be like this. You got the kind of charm that I can't resist. I figured what's wrong with a little bitty kiss or two. I fell in love.
What you wanna do that for?
I fell in love.
What you wanna do that for?
I fell in love. Took me by surprise, they put me on the floor, right between the eyes like a 2x4. Lord help me, I fell in love. Well, I was doing fine and on my own, never sitting home by the telephone. I couldn't complain that I didn't have much to do. I was a two-fisted woman looking for a fight, at a boy on my left, a boy on my right. But he lit me up like a chicken in a barbecue. Well, I fell in love.
What you wanna do that for?
I fell in love.
What you wanna do that for?
I fell in love. Took me by surprise, he put me on the floor, right between the eyes like a 2x4. Lord help me,
I fell in love.
Mr. Tom Listel, everybody. Randy Barnes.
I fell in love. What you wanna do that for?
I fell in love.
What you wanna do that for?
By surprise, he put me on the floor, right between the eyes like a 2x4. Lord help me, I fell in love. Well, I fell in love.
What you wanna do that for?
I fell in love.
What you wanna do that for?
I fell in love. Took me by surprise, he put me on the floor, right like a 2x4. Lord help me, I fell in love. I fell in love. I fell in love. Yeah, I fell in love with that guy over there. Came all the way back from Nashville. And he said, how about we get hitched? Well, he's sure lucky I made it up that hill. Well, welcome to Connie Lee Country.
One, two, three, four.
There we go. Didn't I make you like you were the only man. And didn't I give you everything that a woman possibly can? Oh, each time I tell myself that I can't stand the pain, you hold me in your arms and I start singing once again. So come on, come on, come on and take another little piece of my heart now, baby.
Sing it.
Take another little piece of my heart, I know it will, and you will break it. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. You're out on the street looking good, baby, deep down in your heart you know that it ain't right. It's not. No, you'll never hear me crying. You know I cry all the time. Oh, each time I tell myself that I can't stand the pain, you hold me in your arms and I start singing once again. Come on, girls. Come on, come on, come on and take another little piece of my heart now, baby. Take another little piece of my heart, I know you will, and you will break it. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. It makes you feel good, so good. Oh, each time I tell myself that I can't stand the pain, you hold me in your arms and I start singing once again. So come on, come. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. Take another little piece of my heart, I know you will, and you will break it. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. You know you got it, cause it makes you feel good, so good.
You're tuned in to live country music. Listen in. It's Connie Lee and Friends. For some great country artists, new and old, stop in at Connie Lee and Friends, recorded live.
Ready? You better be careful what you do. I wouldn't want to be in your shoes if they ever find you out. Yeah, you. You better be careful what you say. It never really added up anyway. I got friends here in this town. Wait. Hey, white liar. Truth comes out a little at a time. And it's fresh just like a fire. Slips off of your tongue like turpentine. And I don't know why, white liar. You said you went out to a bar. You walked some lady to her car. But your face has more to tell. My cousin saw you on the street with a redhead named Bernice. Turns out you don't lie so well. Hey, white liar. The truth comes out a little at a time. And it's fresh just like a fire. Slips off of your tongue like turpentine. And I don't know why liar. Here's a bombshell just for you. Turns out I've been lying to you. Thank you very much. And welcome back to Connie Lee Country at the beautiful Eagles Healing Nest in Sauk Center, Minnesota, where veterans can heal with honor, right? Am I right? Can I get an amen? Amen. All right. There we go. We're glad we have a great crowd here today. This show is sponsored to you by the American Legion out of Melrose and also the Melrose VFW. So give yourselves a big hand and God bless you. And we're going to be talking to Commander Mike in a little bit here about what you guys are doing at your particular post there and how we can also love to come to your post. But we want to talk about enrollment and getting all these young guys and veterans also involved and why it's so important. All right, we're going to feature this guy now. This guy's been with me a long time. He played on the road. We actually met at Midwest Country Theater. You've probably seen me on that station, that RFD, a couple times on there. And we met there when I came back from Nashville. And he and his wife, Mary, we've been friends ever since. And he goes down to Nashville every couple weeks, and he's writing with all the big kahunas down there and writing a lot of great songs, and he's going to be doing some of his songs on the show here today, but he's got a great one lined up. Give your hands and put your hands together for, we call him Brother Roy, Roy Holdren on the drums back there.
One, two.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate-covered candy hearts to give away. no first of spring, no song to sing. In fact, it's just another ordinary day. No flowers bring, no flowers bloom, no wedding Saturday within the month of June. But what it is, so old, so new, it up of these three words that I must say to you. I just call to say I love you. I just call to say how much I care. I just call to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, for country music right now.
No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night. No autumn breeze, no fallen leaves, no time for leaving birds to fly to southern skies. No Libra sun, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what it is, though old, so new, to fill your heart like no three words could ever do.
Mr. Randy Barnes on steel.
Call to say I love you. I just call to say how much I care. Yes, I do. I just call to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Brother Roy.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm very fortunate. We are a great family up here playing music together. And it's just, I had a request for some Dolly Parton. You got some Dolly Parton fans out here? Oh, me as well. I grew up with Dolly Parton and loved all her music and what she's still putting out. And in fact, she's going to be hosting the CMAs this fall with Reba McEntire and Carrie Underwood. So that's going to be quite a lineup, isn't it? I think they're bringing some of the country back. And we're trying to get it back to some of that real country. Well, I hope you like our version. It goes something like this. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair and ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft as summer rain, and and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Well, you could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Jolene. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And we're very proud to be doing our shows. Again, this is Connie Lee Country. And if you're listening out there on the radio, make sure you check out the eagleshealingnest.org and all that they are doing to help our veterans here, where veterans can heal with honor. Amen? Yeah. All right. And we're going to do another song here, and then we're going to bring up Mr. Commander Mike Barton from the American Legion post there in Melrose, and we're going to have him come up and speak a little bit about what they're doing out there in Melrose with the VFW and American Legion and what it takes to join. But we're going to do a great song here by, I'm very fortunate to have this guy playing, and we are a country band. My dad always says, you are a country band if you have a steel guitar in your band, and we're very fortunate to have a steel guitar. And I'm going to put your hands together for Mr. Randy Barnes. We call him Randall, everybody.
Thank you.
Awesome. Oh, and Randy has a great smile, and his beautiful wife, Julie, is right over here, too. Give her a big hand, and they've got some friends out. It's so cute because he's really smiling when Julie comes in the room. So, all right. Well, anyway, we are very fortunate. Like I said, Connolly Country this week is brought to you and sponsored by the Melrose American Legion and the Melrose VFW. And we have Commander from the American Legion. We have Commander Mike Barton is going to get up and speak with us a little bit. I got a mic for you, so come on. Well, welcome, Mike. Nice having you here. God bless you. I'm a little shorter than you are, so I thought I'd better get you a microphone. Well, welcome to Connolly Country.
Thank you, Connie. I'm privileged to be up here and be representing the Melrose American Legion and the VFW.
Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about, now, you said that you've got a few things going on at your American Legion and the VFW there. Now, you guys also at the Legion are doing a fish fry. You do that the third Friday of every month. Is that right?
We have a fish fry the third Friday of every month at between 5 and 8 o'clock, and we also have a meat raffle with that every month also. So
that sounds like fun. I love the fish fry. Now, you guys catch the fish yourself? Or
yes, we do.
Oh, seriously? I got hooked on that one. I was going to say, gosh, that's really, because sometimes here I know at the Eagles Healing Nest, the guys will go get the fish and then they'll fry them up. So I wasn't too sure, I'm a sunfish. I can catch sunfish, but not the walleyes too much. But we're going to come up and see you guys for that. And then if anybody has an event, they need to contact Carol, right?
Yes.
And I have her number. And Carol says we can put her number out there.
Yes, we can.
So you call Carol if you have any event that you want to let the American Legion and Melrose or the VFW know about. And I want to, get the word out there. You contact Carol at 320-256-3581. And with radio, you got to repeat that again. That is called Carol at 320-256-3581. Right? All right.
Yes.
Put your hands together. Now, I also want to talk to you about a little bit about, now I would like to get enrollment up at the American Legions and the VFWs, because I know you guys are all talking, you'd like to get new guys in and get that enrollment up and stuff as well. And what does that take? They just have to come and give you guys a call and say they'd like to be a part of it if they're service affiliated?
Service affiliated. And the Legion is a lot more lenient than the VFW, although the VFW is laxing some of their rules, and so did with the Legion. So, give me a call at 320-250-3296, and I'll give you information on both of them.
So. Awesome, and we're going to make sure that we keep getting that word out there. I'll round them up, and I'll just bring them to Melrose. How does that
very
sound?
Very good.
Okay, well, thanks again, Mike Barton, for getting up and talking with us. Give him a big hand, Mike Barton, Commander, American Legion of Melrose. And representing the VFW as well. God bless you. All right. Well, I'm going to set this over here. All right. Oh, thank you very much. Well, we've got a song here that we've had a lot of requests for this song. And I'd like to dedicate this to all you veterans out here today. Especially, and then we also have Carrie and Randall back there. Andy Eberling also was also in Vietnam. So we're going to do this song, and it's dedicated to all of you guys. And I want to thank you guys for all your service. If you guys are veterans here, and a lot of I know that you are because you are coming here from representing the American Legion, the VFW. God bless you, and thank you for your service. We wouldn't have our freedom if it wasn't for you. God bless you. My dad, my husband's dad, World War II, the great American generation, and I feel very proud to be a daughter and very proud of our country. So, and if I hadn't headed to Nashville already at the age of 12, you never know, I might have joined the service myself. All right, so this is dedicated to all of you folks out here. Two days past 18, he was waiting on a bus in his army green. Sat down in a booth at a cafe there. Gave his order to the girl with a bow in her head. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile. He said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talk with me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went downtown and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. would you mind if I sent one back here for you? I cry, never gonna hold the hand of another guy too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter said your soldier's coming home. So the letters, they came from an army camp in California, then Vietnam. And he told her of his heart, it might be love, and all the things he was so scared of. Said, when it's getting kind of rough over here, I think of that day sitting down on the pier, and I close my eyes and see your pretty smile. Well, don't worry, but I won't be able to write for a while. For him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter said your soldier's coming home. To all our veterans out there, football game, the Lord's Prayer said and the anthem sang, and a man said, folks, would you bow your heads for the list of the local Vietnam dead? Crying all alone underneath the stands was a piccolo player in a marching band, and one name read, nobody really cared, except a pretty little girl with a bow in her head. I cry, never gonna hold the hand of another guy too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter said your soldier's coming. I cry, never gonna hold the hand of another guy too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter said your soldier's coming home. Thank you. Thank you all out there for your service. That is a beautiful, beautiful song. All right, now, are you having fun here at Connolly Country at the beautiful Eagle Ceiling Nest? We are too, and we're very, very honored. Like I said, the Melrose American Legion and the Melrose VFW sponsoring Connolly Country to you right here at the beautiful Eagle Ceiling Nest in Sauk Center, Minnesota. Make sure you tell your friends, and if you want to be a part of it, and actually, we're going to be a part of the American Legion Fall Conference coming up in Monoman at Shooting Star, and also the VFW Fall Conference as well. So we're very honored and feel very proud that our shows are getting well received out there by all of you folks. So God bless you, because we feel very honored to be able to do our shows for you. So thank you again. A big hand for you. All right, then, like I said, I got a lot of friends up here, and we are family, all of us musicians and pickers and singers. I know we got a lot of them out here in the audience as well on the shows. We want to put your hands together for Mr. Tom Listowel, everybody. in the American Legion Hall. He tells a lot of good jokes, too, and I always got to screen him before he says them. He is right about that, because a lot of times, well, a few of them, I've gotten a little red in the face. I said, I don't think better not tell him. We better not tell him. So. He tells my husband, Kevin. Yeah, all right. All right, here we go. Take your memory right out the door. All right.
I can see the writing on the wall. You pretend that nothing's changed at all. I've got just one thing to ask you. If it's over, so take your memory with you when you go. So I won't have to think about lonely nights I'll be without someone to hold me when the cold wind blows. Take your memory.
That we have another sponsor for this show as well. Well, actually, not for the show, but for the next song.
For this song, yes. You'll catch it. It's sponsored by Preparation H. You'll get it when we start this. So.
We better just start playing, I think. How about that? All right.
Is a burning thing. Woo! When it makes a fiery ray, bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. Fire.
flames when I
That is why.
Thank you, Preparation H.
For the Ring of Fire. All right. Well, we're very honored to do Connolly Country, like I said, at the beautiful Eagles Healing Nest. And Mr. Jack Stevens, one of the first veterans I met here at the Eagles Healing Nest, had a beautiful poem that he put together. And they asked me to put some music to it, so we have some new sales on it. And now it is the official Eagles Healing Nest song. So I'd like to do for you that song for you right now, and in honor of all our veterans and the Eagles Healing Nest.
God filled this place with wounded souls in need of love and rest. It is the home He chose for them. They call the Eagle's Nest. God brought them here to keep them safe and show them that He cares. He knew that they were battle weary and knew that they were scared. He put His arms around them and gathered them all together. He told them not to worry, and with time things would get better. At the Eagle's Nest, oh, 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 at the nest, God told them that He loved them no matter what they had done. He said that He forgave them, for He gave His only Son. He put His arms around them and gathered them all together. He told them not to get better. At the Eagle's Nest, oh, oh, at the nest, He put His arms around them and gathered them all together. Told them not to worry, and with time,
things did could get better, right? At the Eagle's Nest, oh, 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 at the Nest. Sox Center, Minnesota. You come on back after the break.
You're tuned in to live country music. Listen in. It's Connie Lee and Friends. For some great country artists, new and old, stop in at Connie Lee and Friends, recorded live.
Welcome back to Connie Lee Country at the beautiful Eagles Healing Nest and Sock Center. This is the gospel portion of the show where I like to talk about Jesus. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm very proud, and I'm proud to love my Lord and Savior, and He has come to me. I tell everybody out there on the radio and here in front of me, you got to call on the name of Jesus. In the good times, the bad times, it doesn't matter what you do, but just call on His name, and He'll come running to you wherever you're at. And we need to pray for our country, our family, our friends, and you know what? Even our enemies. Sometimes that's the hardest words to get out, is to pray for them, but we need to pray for them as well. Because you never know whose heart is breaking in the stillness of the night. That extra prayer or two you say might help someone see the light, and that is oh so true. So we're very honored today. We got Mr. Tom Listill here joining us here on our show. He's part of the Connie Lee Country Band, and he's got a great song that he wrote, and I'd love to have him to do it right now. Mr. Tom Listill.
There have been times where I needed a friend. Help me through my darkest hour. When I close my eyes, I feel them lifting me. Helping me up with all their power. Sometimes I feel I'm living with angels sent from above to watch over. Sometimes I feel I'm living with angels sent from above to comfort me. I have been blessed with more than I need. Gifts from above, sometimes I can see. Everywhere I go, every place I see, I feel their wings wrapped around me. Sometimes I feel I'm living with angels sent from above to watch over me. Sometimes I feel living with angels. Sent from above to watch over me. Sometimes I feel I'm
Tom Listell. And Tom wrote that as well. Isn't that awesome? Living with angels. All right. All right. Anyway, and also if you guys are looking for my CDs, ConnellyMusic.com, you can get my CDs online. I have a new gospel CD with my sisters called the Stish Family Country Gospel, but I also have a couple of my other albums as well that I did in Nashville, and I have them for sale here today at the Eagles, at Connelly Country, right here at the Eagles Healing Nest show today too. So if you feel like you'd like one of the albums, I've got them right off to the left here, and make sure and get your copy. They make a great gift as well, especially the gospel CD. It's a great gift of healing. A lot of folks have mentioned that to me. Well, we're going to wind this show up with Connelly Country. And we're going to, if you're listening out there on radio, we're going to have lunch now, and then we're going to come back. So if you want to be a part of Connelly Country and be a part of these shows, check out the EaglesHealingNest.org or ConnellyMusic.com. We'll tell you about the shows and when we're doing them. If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children in my life, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. At least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and but I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless.
Thanks for keeping it country and listening in to Connie Lee and Friends.